AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Shortly after President Vladimir Putin addressed his country's nuclear capabilities during an annual year-end meeting of the Russian Defense Ministry, Donald Trump did the same. On Twitter, the president-elect abruptly called for the United States to greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability until, as he says, the rest of the world comes to its senses regarding nuclear weapons. While thinking ahead to his inauguration, Trump apparently isn't worried about the celebrity quotient, as we hear from the AP's Ross Simpson.
Donald Trump says he wants the people to attend his presidential inauguration, dismissing the so-called A-list celebrities who he claims are just seeking tickets to the January 20th event. On Twitter late Thursday, Trump slammed the celebrities who supported the campaign of his rival Hillary Clinton, saying, "Look what they did for Hillary. Nothing." The tweet doesn't name any specific celebrities. Trump's transition team has so far named just a few entertainers who will be performing during his inaugural events. Ross Simpson, Washington.
Still at large, a Tunisian man whose fingerprints, say German officials, tie him to the deadly Christmas market attack. AP correspondent Geir Molson reports from Berlin.
Germany's top security official says that investigators have found the suspect's fingerprints in the cab of the truck that plowed into the Christmas market in Berlin on Monday. Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière says that, along with other additional indications that he gave no details of, suggest that the Tunisian man Anis Amri is in fact likely the perpetrator.
Conditions for people flying in or out of Los Angeles International Airport eased up a bit Thursday from problems the day before. High volume weather and unattended bag investigations still snarled traffic. A fleet of self-driving Uber cars is headed to Arizona after they were banned from California roads over safety concerns. This is AP Radio News. A trade battle is stewing between the U.S. and the European Union. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Truffles, Roquefort cheese, and other European products could become more expensive soon if the U.S. Trade Representative follows through on a threat to bring back tariffs on EU exports to the U.S. The Trade Representative is trying to pressure the EU into ending a ban on U.S. beef treated with hormones. The EU cites health concerns, but the U.S. calls it an unfair trade barrier that effectively bars most U.S. beef from Europe. The World Trade Organization ruled against the EU in 1998, leading Washington to impose tariffs. A 2009 compromise brought an end to them, but the U.S. now says the deal is not working. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The New York Giants will have to wait a while to make the playoffs. The Philadelphia Eagles snapped a five-game slide by beating the Giants 24-19 Thursday night. The loss handed Dallas the NFC East title and home field advantage. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.